Blog Talk Radio.
All right, hello and welcome.
ABC.
Ken the Overseer. Amen.
All
welcome
right,
to Rain Love Ministries. All right, we have the Watchman on the Wall is here with me. Amen, brother. How you doing?
I'm doing good, brother. I'm pressing on.
That's good to hear. That's good to hear. Amen. It's good to hear, Doctor. Amen. Given the situation, amen, with the things that are going on in this world today, it's good to be here in the land of the living. It is a blessing to be here in this day and time. Amen. I ask that everyone be praying for my wife, amen, given her situation, amen. We're just praying for her strength and health to come back soon. Amen. She's just been dealing with some illnesses here for the past couple of weeks. So we are praying, amen, that she be restored back to
Thank
the fullness. Amen. So, amen, amen. Amen. We claim that right now in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today we're going to freestyle. I'm not going to say how long we're going to be on here because you know how that goes. We'll say a short period of time, and the Holy Spirit will take us the 4.5 hours. And again, it is good to be back. Amen. I've had a long day. I kind of got up early. I had to cook 2 meals a day. Amen. So it's a blessing to do so. It's a blessing to be a blessing. So without further ado, we're going to go ahead and jump right on into some.
All right, brother.
Amen. We're going to freestyle today, man. Like I said, I didn't really get a chance to get into some studies because of my wife's situation. Just trying to take care of some things and look out for her. Amen. So just trying to take care of family matters. Let's put it like this.
Right,
take
right.
care of family matter. Amen. Which is a blessing. So, amen. Again, once again, be praying for us. Be praying for the Watchman on the Wall. Amen. We're praying that his health and strength, amen, be restored.
Yeah.
Amen. We believe the Most High. Amen. Because we know that he is able to do so. Be praying for me as well. Amen. I accept all prayers from the righteous. Amen. Amen. The Bible says the prayers of the righteous availeth much. So I can tell you right now, we can definitely all use your prayers. We are all continuously praying for you. And again, amen, we thank the Most High for this blessing, for this opportunity. Amen. So without further ado, I want to go ahead and read to you 1 Corinthians. Excuse me, 1 Corinthians chapter verse 31 into 1 Corinthians, the entire 13th chapter. And we're going to have the brother to say a prayer for us. And we're going to go ahead and jump into some end-time discussion, amen, about end-time events. I'm really enjoying and loving the things that I'm hearing. So let's go ahead and read the scripture and see what the scripture says. Let's go ahead and get started. It says, but covet earnestly the best gifts, and yet show I unto you a more excellent way. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, amen, though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profit me nothing. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up, do not behave itself unseemly. Seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinking no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. For we know in part that we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, and that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. And now by the faith, hope, charity, these three, but the greatest of these is charity. Charity meaning love. Amen. Go ahead, Doctor. Give us a word of prayer.
Now, Heavenly Father, we come to you one more time. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus. Let your Holy Spirit, Lord, reign in our hearts, our minds, and souls, and that the listener will take heed what thus says the Lord. Nothing we said, we made nothing up. It's all in the Word of God. Anything that you want to know is in the Bible, the B-I-B-L-E. We thank you for the Word, Lord. Without the Word of God, we wouldn't know what was going on. We wouldn't know what could be tomorrow, what's going to be yesterday, what's going to be right now. But your Word reveals everything. Everything that we need to know to look for your return of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we ask you right now, all the requests you made, my body, amen. It's in a little pain right now, but I can overcome that pain when you say Jesus Christ is my Lord. That pain ain't nothing to me. And I pray for Brother Tim's wife, Lord, that she'll recover in the name of Jesus. We realize that we all tend to have this body break down and have problems called, but by your stripes, Lord, have mercy. We are healed. We are healed through the blood of Jesus Christ and this Christ. And we ask you right now, as we go into the Word, you speak, Lord. Let self be slain and let Jesus reign. In Jesus' name we pray. Church, say amen.
Amen. Amen, Doctor. Okay, thank you for that wonderful word. Thank you for that wonderful word. Brother, we just going to freestyle today. If you got something on your heart, amen. We're going to ask you to bring it forward today. Amen. I know we've been doing a conclusion, amen, of Gog and Magog and the great war that's going to take place. Amen. Yeah. If you want to speak on that today, you can. Oh, well, the Holy Spirit puts on your heart. Amen. Mm-hmm. But today, amen.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord.
Yes, sir.
It is happening right around the clock. There's too much. I mean, it ain't too much, but it's so much you can talk about and bring out that's happening today.
That's right.
I mean, I'm talking about tomorrow. I'm talking about today. I'm talking about right in this second. Bible prophecy is being fulfilled, and people are blind to the fact. They are blind. Oh, my God. Did you not know that all the heathen nations, those that did not get acquainted to God in the Old Testament, are under the influence of Lucifer from the time that the nations in the book of Genesis, the 11th chapter, when Nimrod got all the nations together, they produced a false gods. They produced false gods because they did not know God. They had no acquaintance with God. And so God took one nation out of the seed of Abraham to bring forth the only nation on the planet. Ooh, good God Almighty, the only nation on the planet that was acquainted to Yahweh, to the Almighty God, to the Elohim, is the nation of the Jewish nation was acquainted, and they were to be an example to all the heathen nations of the world. And guess what? The heathen nation is not paying any attention to the God of Israel. The God of Israel is the only God that created the heaven and earth and made everything therein. And you notice that all through the Bible, the heathen nations never exceeded no further than God wanted them to exceed. Now, for instance, I'll take the kingdom of Egypt. Egypt, a heathenistic nation. We got the Assyrian nation, heathenistic nation. We got the Babylonian heathen nations. We got the Median Persian nations, heathen nations. We got the Grecian and Median Persian Empire with heathen nations. We got the nations of Rome were heathen nations. Heathen. You know, people don't understand what a heathen is. It's a person that have not known the true God. They don't know the
That's
true
right.
God. They know.
That's right.
They know idolatry. They know witchcraft. They know the things of the devil. You see, the devil has the devil got the heathen nation in his clutches, that they are totally rebelled against the God of Israel. That's why you got a whole lot of degradation going on in the world today, all over the world. And the only nation that God is going to use in the last days is the nation of Israel to reveal to the heathen nation that you're dead wrong. You're dead wrong. You got the wrong God. You got satanic gods. And satanic God came from what? Lucifer. All the heathen nations that you see today are under the influence of Lucifer. That's what you call them, Luciferians. You call them Illuminati. You call them secret societies. These are diabolical demon spirits that control the heathen nation. And that's why the heathen nation hate the Jews so much, because they know, the heathen nation know, man, you don't want to mess with a Jew. Oh, yes, the Jews have suffered under great persecution. But at the end, the Jews are going to become the head of all nations. Why? Because God chose Abraham, and God said, I'm going to bring up a seed, and you shall have a son. I'm going to call him Isaac, and Isaac is going to be got Jacob. Jacob begot the tribe of Israel, and Israel was in Egypt for 430 years, not counting when they was in Goshen. He said, I'm going to draw you out of Egypt. I'm going to defeat the Egyptian empire. And guess what? The Egyptian empire today is scrambled. They don't have no kind of God to call on. They call on cats and dogs, and they worship the sun and the moon. They worship homo. Right. They worship sex. They worship drinking. They worship all that demonic stuff that people are doing today. And so that's why the world is in such shape it is now, because they will not turn from their idolatry and turn to the living God. But let me tell you, payday is coming out the wild. And when payday comes, all hell is going to be let loose upon these rebellion nations. And the only nation that's going to survive during the tribulation, only nation going to survive through the tribulation is Israel, because Israel have an important job to do. The church age, hallelujah, is almost over, brother. The church age is almost about to close, because now the churches are locking up. The preachers do the same old thing. They're still begging for money. Yeah. Very few people are repenting. Very few people are letting a drop of a hat stop them from worshiping the Lord and going to the house of God and praying to God, asking the Lord, I'm sorry for the... Very few people are repenting today. Why? Because they don't believe in the word of God. They don't believe in the word of God. The preachers don't believe in the word of God. How can you get up and talk about you believe in the word of God and you preaching about money, you preaching about fame, you preaching about glory, you preaching about miracles, you preaching about all that these folks are falling out on TV and speaking in tongues and doing all kinds of things, and they say, oh, this is of God, bro. Let me tell you something. Most of that stuff is not of God, because they are not putting Christ first. They're not putting Christ first. Right. Jesus Christ said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men unto me. If Christ is not lifted up, people are not going to come to the cross. And the world today, the preachers today, the deacons today, the church members, the Bible teachers are not teaching the whole Bible. Righteousness exalts a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. America is getting ready to go down the tube, let me tell you. I hate this. America is getting ready to go down the tube, because they are allowing everything that the Bible says don't do. America is doing it. Every nation that disobeyed God, from Egypt, from the Babylonian Empire, the Median Persian Empire, they're a graveyard now. They're pushing up nothing. They don't have no kind of doctrine. They don't have no kind of savior. They only got idols. And the world today is saying, man, we gonna make it. We're going to make it without Jesus Christ. You can't make it without Jesus. Right. You ain't going to make it, brother. I don't care if you got jet planes. You can have real estate. You can have money. You can have all the prestige that men are looking for today to try to be great. But you ain't great. No, you ain't great. The only great person on this planet is when the person falls down on his knees and confesses to the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that he is Lord over all. He is Lord of the heaven. He is Lord of hell. He is Lord of heaven. He is Lord of the universe. And nobody can dethrone him, just like Lucifer's been trying for 6,000 years. And guess what? He's going down. He's going down on what? He's going down on the fifth count. Because right now, the time that we're living in, I'm going to come back later and let the brother have it. I don't want to take this show, but let me tell you. This time, season, by next year, you're going to see some things that's going to be unbelievable. You're going to hear that you think could come out of the woodwork, and it's already started. We're running out of water. We're running out of food. We're running out of everything that's necessary to live live peaceably and live with all the necessities. We're running out. And all the rich folks are storing up food, bunkers. They got underground tunnels. They know that something is getting ready to happen. And the Illuminati and the Lucifer thing was getting ready to happen. Here the church folks can't even see what the Bible has already said is going to happen. It says men, tall men, black men, righteous men, captains are going to crawl inside the earth. When they see Jesus Christ come, they're going to cry out to the mountains. They're going to cry out and they think they're dreaming, but it's going to be the real deal. Jesus Christ says what? He says, I hate the wicked. He don't hate you, but he hates the wickedness that men are trying to defile a holy, righteous God. A God that's terrible in judgment. A God that's terrible with love. Because he said, I so love the world that I gave my only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. And the world is sticking their tongue out of Jesus Christ. They're wagging their heads. They're saying, I don't need that. Hey, he wasn't nothing but old meat. He wasn't nothing. He was so soft and he was so mild. He was so meek. But you haven't seen the wrath of God. You don't want to see the wrath of God because it's irreversible. Once you fall under the hand of an angry God, and I'm going to tell you right now, I don't care who you are, what you are, preach your word. God is not satisfied with the church. He's not satisfied with the world. He's not satisfied that men are taking the blood of Jesus Christ, slamming it against the wall, and cussing and blaspheming God and telling he ain't nothing. But, ooh, Lord have mercy. I tell not anybody, I'm so glad. I'm so glad. I'm
yes, sir.
From the sleep
yes, sir.
Of death, hell, and the grave. I don't mind getting sick. I don't like to get sick, but you know that's life. You're gonna go through it somewhere.
Right.
But that's life. The one thing I don't care, man, how sick I can get. I know one thing about it. Jesus Christ is mine. He's all mine. He's my Savior, my bread, my water. And I'm letting you know right now,
right.
The nations of the world is getting ready for the tribulation period, and it's coming.
Oh, yes.
It's coming so quick. I can't expect it. Brother, you go ahead from
there. Amen, Doctor. Awesome word, Doctor. That's the Holy Spirit that's working, amen, and working and flowing through us. Because earlier today, the only thing that I can think of, amen, while I was busy today, amen, was the plan of Satan. And when you see it, since the time of Babylon, which was the first organized government in the world, and how they implemented the worship of so many different false gods, which were demons and demigods, and which are the children of the fallen angels. Amen. They're worshiping Lucifer, Satan, and this UFO, amen, phenomenon that's going on. You got pastors there. Won't even dare say the word UFO in the pulpit. And, you know, it's sad because they are not waking up people. And I remember I used to tell people all the time in church, amen, people would ask, even the kids would ask questions that adults wouldn't even ask. The kids would ask stuff about UFOs and dinosaurs. And man would not. I mean the adults would not. That's why I love children in church because they have no feel, they have no thought of, is that a stupid question or is that an embarrassing question? They have no mind like that. And I love to hear children ask some of the most best questions about the Bible in church because they're not ashamed. And this type of stuff needs to be discussed among the churches. I'm happy to hear some churches and some pastors are now beginning to talk about it. It needs to be discussed. It is our job. Amen. Christ called John, one of the disciples, to heaven for a reason. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day. It was given to John to warn the churches over the next 2,000 years until Christ was to come back in to fulfill, amen, the prophecy of coming back to get the church. And this 7-year tribulation that Daniel the prophet spoke of, Christ spoke of to, amen, to the to his disciples, there won't be any other time like this on earth.
Yes.
Nor after, nor before, nor ever. You're talking about demons are going to be able to roam free on this planet.
On earth.
Amen. Yes, those demons that are going to come out the black pit. That should be enough right there. And there's so much that's going to happen during just 7 years.
Yes, it is, bro.
Just 7 years compared to the 6,000 years that man has been on this earth and governments have been on this earth. Man has been under from Adam to now. Just 7 years is all we're talking about.
Yes, Lord.
It's going to be so much evil, wicked stuff. I'm talking about out in the open. People are going to be taking people's lives in broad daylight. Amen. And I shared an example to you some time ago when these people had told me about this man in broad daylight over in a certain part of Dallas and shot this person and walked off. That goes to tell you how evil and wicked people's mindsets are. He walked away. He didn't run. He wasn't trying to get away. He walked away. That shows the pride and the bravery of sin and how wicked demons have people acting on this planet. People are quitting their job over this jab. People are protesting all the planet. People are tearing up stuff. See, the news ain't covering a whole lot of things. There's a whole lot of things the news ain't covering. Because they don't want people to know. They don't want civil unrest. But civil unrest is already here. But Christ already spoke of these things before the great tribulation. Amen. He said, these are the beginning of sorrows. Just the beginning. Because the worst is yet to come. And I thank the Most High God, like the brother said, I am so glad that I'm saved, my wife, my children. Ooh. Amen. And some of my friends, amen, I know that not every one of my family members are saved. I know not every one of my friends, people I associate with, work with, I know everybody's not saved. But I pray that if they be here during the great tribulation, that they get it right before it is too late. Because, amen, the brother said, man, it's going to be something to fall under the judgment of an angry God. And that's what this tribulation is about. It's about the 7-year ministry of the Jews and the judgment and punishments that's coming onto earth that has basically turned their backs on God and snubbed their nose at God and have the nerve to say, there is no God. God understands how I want to be. I want to enjoy my life. I want to have fun. People are saying, forget God. And I'm talking about even people in the church are doubtful of God. It's like, well, why do you even come to church? Amen. Because I remember some years ago I spoke to this brother, amen. He plays the music in the church. I was shocked to hear some of the things that he was saying. I'm like, brother, it's like you don't really believe that there's a God, that you don't even believe that there's a Christ. Because people are so busy teaching about, like the brother said, money and motivational speeches instead of preaching the blood and the cross and how men are saved. And only by grace you are saved, and only by the blood of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua, that you are saved. It's by the blood, the cross.
Blood.
They're not teaching that because men have crept in unawares. People, the pastors in the church, they're chasing the booty and the booty. Amen. I'm just being real with you. I'm just telling you.
Be real.
They're chasing money and they're chasing sex. That's all they care about. And it's sad because they're not concerned for people's souls. You have to have a love for the people. You have to have love for the people of God. Amen. Because that's what God is. God is love. Our job is to teach the truth and to teach it in love. Amen. It ain't about how much you can bless me. It ain't about how much you're going to raise for my church anniversary. It's not about that. It is simply about doing and growing the kingdom of God and doing for Christ. Because only what we do for Christ is going to last throughout all eternity. That is our job, to preach the gospel. and to win as many souls as we possibly can before it is too late. Amen. And we talked about the great mystery. What is the great mystery? Revelation, the 17th chapter, verse 5.
All right.
And upon her forehead was her name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. And I tell people,
go ahead, brother.
I keep hearing so many people saying that, oh, America is Babylon the Great. I say to myself, you know, you can't correct everybody, but I say to myself, no, this is an ancient system that was put into place and started by Nimrod. And you know what?
Yeah.
There's that old saying that there's nothing new under the sun.
New.
Because
nothing new.
The system, amen, the Babylonian system was so successful for all the governments of the world to serve Lucifer, to serve Satan, that it was no need to change it. See, it's nothing new under the sun, and they always say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. They've been using that same system now for thousands of years, and they implemented that system into every government on the planet. So, no, America is not Babylon the Great. Is it part of Babylon the Great? Yes, it is. Amen. That's why if you go to Revelation 17, chapter verse 1, what does it say? It says, and there came one of the seven angels, which had the seven vials, and talked with me, saying unto me, come hither, I will show unto thee the judgment of the great whore that sitteth upon what? Many waters. Well, guess what?
Water.
All seven of your continents sit on what? Many waters.
What?
This is why I couldn't understand for many years, doctor. I was studying, reading. I'm like, how is it that one government can allow its people to suffer and to die and be killed, but then comply with other nations? I think that just makes no sense to me. How can they allow their women to be sold out of their country and sex trafficked all over the planet and just use and just abuse? And I said, oh, the heads must be serving Satan. This is why they fall in line, because why? They are all serving Satan. When this gentleman told me this when I was a young man, I'll never forget. I was 19 years old. I'll never forget. Right out of high school, so I thought about joining the Masons. And he was telling me, he said, man, Masons are all over the earth. I said, wait a minute. They're all over the earth. They can't be. He said, yeah. He said, man, their job is to do good and to bring people together. I said, well, man, that's nice. I want to be a part. See, let me tell you something about Lucifer. Lucifer will never show you who he really is. He will always do the same game, the same plan, satanic plan that he used in the garden. What did he do with him? He came unto her subtle. He came to her in peace. He came to her like, you won't surely die. Amen. See, he basically told Eve it was okay to take of the fruit, and you're not going to die. He made the fruit look good to her. He showed her that one thing and showed her you can have all this knowledge, and the day that you take of this fruit, God know that you will be able to see things, like you will know things that God – see, that's how Satan does. He playing the same game that he's playing now. Nothing has changed.
Nothing.
And this is the same thing that these governments are doing. They come to these countries and they show them, hey, look, this is what you can have if you just follow us and just do what we do, and we're going to show you how to build your country. And the next thing you know, the heads are living good. The head leading families are living good, but the rest of the country is in turmoil, starvation, lack of jobs. They don't care because they sold their souls to Satan. They've sold their soul. Same thing they do with people in Hollywood. Oh, look, you can have it, but they don't tell you the ugly things that come with selling your soul. Man, them folks are doing so many evil things, so many things that people wish they could get out of. This is why these folks commit suicide, because they hate they got caught up into this stuff. When at a young age, they didn't know what they was getting into. They can't handle it. They overdose, or they take their own lives. These folks end up being molested and raped and taken advantage of. They end up having sex orgies with people they don't want to have sex with. They end up doing so many different things just to have all this money and fame. For what? It ain't worth it. If all that hurt and pain comes with it, it ain't. You can't give me enough money to sell out like that. I'm not interested. You keep your money.
No.
Amen. You keep your money.
Amen,
I'll figure it turn back over to you. But I want to say these things. I want to talk about, amen. And it's funny the brother said what he said, because this is what I've been thinking about all today, was the plan of Satan. See, there's a plan of salvation, and there's a plan of damnation. And if you want to follow the plan of damnation, that means if you want to follow Satan, you go right ahead. Because from what I see, tunes, my kids watch stuff, and I just sit there and watch this stuff. I said, they think they slick. They put all this stuff in cartoons, especially for the kids. So a lot of times they know adults not going to watch that stuff. But they tell you who they are. Reptilian people walking among. You all see these cartoons, they got reptilian peoples in control of the world. I'm like, they're telling you who they are on all these TV shows. People just say, oh, that's just anything. And the pastors won't even dare speak about it in church because they're afraid of what people going to say. It's about waking up the people to the truth. See, if the people got some salvation in their spirit, it wouldn't bother them if you were talking the truth, because the Holy Spirit going to reveal to them that the man of God is preaching the truth. But because folks ain't got no salvation and no Holy Spirit in them, when the man speak the truth, they can't tell the truth from a lie. Lord have mercy.
Come on.
They can't tell a truth from the lie because they ain't got the Holy Spirit in them. That's why. That's why when you preach out against fornication and adulterous living and sinful living, because they ain't got the Holy Spirit in them. See, that type of teaching and preaching shouldn't offend you. It shouldn't bother you if somebody tell you you shouldn't be LGBTQ, whatever they all are. That shouldn't offend you because you got the Holy Spirit in it. But you got people in the church don't want the pastor to speak out the truth because you got some family members like that. Well, you need to bring your family members to the cross so that they can get saved, so they can get delivered from that foolishness and that mess. Because you know the example of what? Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed.
Gomorrah.
Look here. They are showing this stuff in cartoons. I'm just sitting there looking at this. I'm like, Lord have mercy. And Lucifer, I was watching this little cartoon. My daughter was watching this little cartoon she was watching. And the one little person on there was just saying he was tired of living like that. And that just says, I said, look at her. That's exactly what people are saying in Hollywood. They up here sleeping with stuff. You don't know what you're sleeping with. May not even be a human being. Lord have mercy. Look at her.
Lord.
And you just up here doing all this stuff. You don't even know you didn't sell your soul for trinkets. That's what it is. You think because you got a $200,000 or $300,000 car, a house that costs millions of dollars, jewelry, money in the bank. But at what price? Then the Bible said, what profit a man or a woman to gain the whole world and to lose your soul? And you got all that pain, all that embarrassment. People end up doing stuff that they never thought they would do. The brother talked about how they eat urine and feces. And brothers, when I heard you say that just completely, that was the first time I heard that. I saw a video that some young lady gave to me. I think it was around 2005. There was a video of this guy that he had an opportunity to be in the industry. And when he began to learn these things they were doing, you had to sleep with the producer to get your music produced. You had to go in there to his room or his couch, and whatever he wanted to do to you, he could, just to get some money in your pocket and get your music produced. He said, I wasn't doing that. He began to learn that a lot of these things. He began to speak out against a lot of these. He said, well, people don't really realize, see, this stuff was revealed back in 2005. I got a little disc video that this was that this stuff is on. He said, a lot of your pastors, a lot of times, he said, I'm not saying all, but a lot of your mega churches are in on this. And I said, wow.
Yes, they are. Yes,
I said, that
are.
Makes a lot of sense. Because you want to, doctor, you better believe. You know what I said? It made a lot of sense because I always wonder. They said there are more mega churches than there are banks. Can you believe that? There are more mega churches than there are banks. The churches are the biggest business. You think banks are big business? Now, the churches are the biggest business in this country. Number one, they don't have to pay taxes. A lot of times their money is hidden. Amen. Let's just tell the truth.
You
they don't question on the money. Until I remember the lady told me when I was sitting in my church, she said, the money you don't have to reveal what you make to the government until you hit $1 million. I said, you serious? She said, yeah. She said, they don't really ask you to file that stuff. You can, but it's not that big of a deal until you start hitting the hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars. Then the government want to see what you're bringing in. And I said, it made sense.
No,
I said, how can we have a lack of jobs and poverty in the community with all these mega churches bringing in millions of dollars every Sunday? I ain't going to say the name of the church, but there's a certain church in the metro that they say that they have to have armored trucks. I was in shock when one of the members told me, said they have to have armored trucks to come pick up the money. I said, Lord, I mean, you got to be joking. She said, no, they have armored trucks every Sunday to pick that money. Now, why would a church trust the bank to count the money? You don't know if they count all the money, they give you half of it, all of it, 90% of it, they could be stealing your money. So that tells me that these mega churches are not in control. Somebody's controlling
them. Come on.
Lord help me. Doctor, let me get it over to you, Doctor. Man, the plan of Satan.
Lord, this is bad news for the devil. This is bad news for the devil. Because he's been going along too long, fooling folks. And the preachers won't say nothing. They in with him. And the Roman Catholic Church supports Halloween. The Roman Catholic Church supports Halloween. This is the highest peak of satanic worship each year. That's when demons and devils and demigods and all kind of wicked spirits actually come up from inside there. A lot of people say, I ain't never seen none. Well, you ain't never been in it. But people have been in this witchcraft. They have seen these spirits, and these spirits are evil. They're rotten. They are out to do one thing, damn your soul. That's open. And in order for them to damn your soul, they got to keep you away from the cross. They got to keep you away from the cross. Because if you go to the cross, you're going to find out the real salvation. You ain't gonna find religion. You ain't going to find do's and don't do's. You're going to find the shed blood of Jesus Christ that he shed 2,000 years ago to die for man. He died for man. That he wouldn't have to go to hell for his sins. Now, if you want to see how angry God can get, you better ask Brother Cain. Brother Cain didn't repent. He could have repented, but he didn't. He rejected God. He was a godless man, and he ended up becoming a vagabond and a fugitive. Now, whenever an individual or a person or a nation rejects God's love and his mercy, they become a vagabond, a fugitive.
Right.
He has no God to protect him under the circumstance, so he goes after other gods. These other gods, there's over like 3,000 different kinds of gods that people serve. The most one, the most powerful god that they serve is number one, sex, number one.
Right.
Money, number two. Number three is power. Man wants power. Man wants rulership. Why? Because Satan says, I couldn't rule heaven. I couldn't take over God's throne. I couldn't dismantle the throne of God and set up my own throne in heaven. So he was discarded by God Almighty and him only. No other God can terminate Lucifer but God himself. Man cannot get rid of the devil. Man cannot handle the devil. The devil's too smart. He used to be an anointed cherubim, so he knows all the secrets, how to maneuver around to make things look real good. Oh, my God.
Right.
Oh, people are just foolish. People are just a novice. They don't realize whenever man get up and talk sweet stuff and talk all kinds of good things that can happen to you if you give them my money and tell you you can have a car like me and you can have this and that, and really God ain't gonna cast you into hell because you a lesbian. He loves you. Yes, God loves you, but he don't love that sin. God hates you.
Right.
How much do you hate sin? He hates sin so much. This is how much he hates sin. He hates sin so much that he knew the only way that man could be redeemed from man, redeemed back to God, was to give his son to the world. And that's how much God hates sin. Now, if people reject that great salvation, oh, my God, you don't know how great it was. It's great beyond great. Amen. It's so great that you can't write enough books about the great salvation that Jesus Christ is God Almighty, entirely, uniquely God Almighty, and he shed his spotless blood, his powerful blood, his cleansing blood on Calvary's cross here on earth. He didn't stay in heaven and the earth come up there and crucified. He came down here to be crucified because he knew the only way that I can save humanity is I got to give up my son, that he may be able to die and come back from the grave with what? All power in heaven and earth. How much do God hate sin? God hates sin so much that he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. He hates sin so much that he destroyed the whole world by a flood and killed everybody. He wiped out. You're talking about mopping up the whole planet with water. And then he told Noah, you found grace in my eyesight. The only righteous seed were up on the earth at that time was Noah, his family, and his son, and his daughter-in-law. And God said, by the grace I see in you, I'm going to give you an opportunity to be delivered from the flood. But the other one that rejected the flood, rejected the prophecy that Noah made, because he told them plain and clear, hey, man, it's going to rain. And them fools said, ha, ha, what is rain anyway? Oh, yo, you a bunch of crackpots. What station you come from? What move you come from? I ain't going rain. What is rain? What is rain? Well, rain is water dropping from the sky. And the people today ask, what is the second coming of Jesus Christ? What is this all about? I've been hearing these crackpot preachers preaching this thing for 2,000 years, and ain't nothing happened yet. Not a sweat thing happened. The only thing I see is people killing people, raping people, everybody going on their own way. Ain't nobody have no sense of good Christian, home-based, Bible-believing, baptized believer, living for the Lord, telling people about this second coming of Jesus Christ. The devil's telling people, right. Oh, ain't no Jesus Christ coming back here. Man, that turkey, oh, yeah, okay, he came in the manger. He came in and wrapped in swaddling clothes. And then when they celebrate Christmas, they had to throw Santa Claus in there. And when they threw Santa Claus in, what they did, they threw Satan in there, because if you spell Santa Claus backwards, you got Satan. Oh, that's yes, right. It is. The little white beard, that right. Little white bearded man ain't did nothing for me. He ain't getting nothing for me. Talking about rain ride. You know, people believe that. Riding reindeers through the sky and got slaves and just kill you, and they'll drop down through the chimney, and there's over what? Maybe by the time I was coming up, there might have been about 5 billion people on the planet. And he stopped at everybody's house and dropped the baggage. What you talking about, man? You possess if you believe that and teach it to the children. Right. What they should have been teaching to the children, they should have been teaching how God so loved the world and he came to this earth and he was wrapped in swaddling clothes in Bethlehem of Judea. Right. And there's a little kid. Mommy, why did he come? He come to save your soul, son. He come to save your son, your soul, daughter. He come to give you life everlasting. And the best time to get saved is when you're young. It don't take nothing for a young person to get saved if he wants to be saved. It's got to be preached right. It's not no do's and don't do, stop doing this, doing that. No.
Come on.
The love of God comes with all understanding. You can come to Jesus standing upside down. You can come to Jesus anywhere you want to. You don't have to go to no pope. You don't have to go into the booth and tell the pope all about your business. You don't have to be worshiping no pumpkins, and you don't have to be worshiping no little demons. And people got stuff all up in their yard, little scary stuff. When I was small, I don't want no part of this. I can't stand that graveyard coming up out the grave with a bit hand and little kids. You tell little kids, you scare the hell out of them. What you should tell them is Jesus loves you.
Right.
Yes, I know. What the Bible? Come on, they got stuff in school now. It's abomination what they're teaching the kids. They ain't teaching the kids but nothing. LPQJ. All this is new kind of lifestyle. They got young kids want to turn gay. We got young women that want to become lesbian. We got people, young people growing up that want to change their sex gender. My God. And pretty soon, nobody won't be able to repopulate the earth because you got all these quacks walking around talking about, I'm saved. I'm sanctified. No, you're not. Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit is holy. It can't stand that. It'll reject it, deny it. When you become a child of God, the Bible says, lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset us. Looking into who? Jesus Christ, who's the author and finisher of our faith. You want to know how angry God can get? Go down there in the Egypt land. When Moses came down out of the mountain and threw the tablets down and went back up and did it again, the Lord said, who's on the Lord's side? 3,000 soldiers wiped out. Who before they even got to the good place in Mount Sinai? And then you go and see what Joshua did. God's anger. God's anger at Jericho. Jericho was a wicked city. It had all kind of gods, but we had one saint in there. We had a woman named Rahab. Rahab said, I heard about these people. Woo, one thing about God's people, God would fight for Israel. He fought for Israel from the beginning of Egypt all the way down to this present day. And the world and the kingdoms and the nations of the world said, we've got to get rid of these Jews. These Jews are... Man, I don't care what you put on them. You can put it, you can burn them, and seem like they won't burn. You can drown them, seem like they come back to life. You can do anything you want to do, but you can't get rid of the Jew because Jesus Christ was a Jew, and God takes care of his own people. He said if a man don't know how to take care of his own people, take care of his own family, he's worse than an infidel, and Jesus Christ is not an infidel. He's looking out for Israel, and he'll look out for you if you believe on his name, if you trust in his name, if you hope in his name, because without God in your life, I'm telling you, brother, I'll stand before a firing squad and tell you point blank, if you're wrong to see Christ in your life, you're going to hell, period, because you ain't going to work anyway. You ain't going to cry your way. You can't hold on to your mama, your daddy's coattail. You can't, just because you got problems and situations and you poor, and, oh, the Lord's going to let me go into heaven because I'm having a hard time. Well, I don't care how much hell you catch down here, you still got to be born again. Because the Bible says a man that's born of a woman has few days to live, and they're full of trouble. Ain't nobody coming on this planet that don't have some kind of trouble. If Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came down here, and boy, he had more trouble than all we can put together. Trying to convince the people that I am that I am. I am the beginning and I'm the end. I'm the first and the last. I am the resurrection. The people looking at him like, well, prove it. Well, he didn't have to prove it to himself. He did it. He came up from the grave. Is that enough proof?
Amen.
Oh, I don't believe that. Well, whether you believe it or not, he came up from the grave with all power in heaven and in earth in his hand. Look at this. I want to read something out of Isaiah. I want you to listen to this. This comes straight from the 34th chapter of Isaiah. I'm going to read about 7 chapters, then I'm going to turn it over to the brother Tim. It says, 34th chapter says, come near, ye nations, to hear and hearken, ye people. Let the earth hear, and all that is therein, the world, and all things that come forth of it. For the indignation is wrath. The indignation of the Lord is upon what? All nations. Mm-hmm. And his fury upon all armies, every army that the heathen nations are gathering up now. Good God Almighty. God said, I'm mad at them. I'm mad at them because I see what the devil is doing in creation, and men today believe they can get an army up big enough to overthrow Jerusalem. But to tell me, this is what it says. And he says, and his fury upon all armies, he has utterly destroyed them. He has delivered them to the slaughter. They're going to the slaughterhouse. Now, that sounds like God is upset. God is upset with the nations of the world. The Gentile nation won't take the Jews serious. The Jews are serious with their God. And I know there's only a remnant in the Jewish nation. Because God told the Jews when they come up to the land of Egypt, get rid of these nations. Kill them. Get them out the land. Don't let them come near you because they are poor. They are ruthless. They are careless. They don't care nothing about the God that you serve until I prove it. when Moses, when old David came to Goliath, and Goliath thought he was a Mr. Gift that comes from heaven. My God, he was ridiculing them for 40 days. He come up on the mountain. Ah, y'all, go get your God. Nobody was able to go out there until God touched David, 17 years old. Went out to say, what y'all doing up in here? He said, what you come up here for, David? He said, well, I heard there was some trouble. He said, yeah, go live. That one of those Nephilim, one of those half-breed, half-man and half-angel, one of those breed, one of those 9 foot 9, 10 foot 5, had a big head, big feet. They had a kid. It took maybe about 15 men to pick him up. Whoa. And he was coming across the mountain, just like the Gentile nations coming across the mountain now, telling the world, we are going to rule the world. We are going to control people. We are going to convince the world that when this Antichrist comes, he's going to be more powerful than Goliath. Oh, my God. Could you understand what I'm trying to tell you? And he got people saying today that people living in fear of the coronavirus. Who's scared of a coronavirus? If you don't know Jesus Christ, I can understand being scared. If you don't know Jesus Christ, you ought to be scared, because he's the only one that could deliver you. No shot ain't going to keep you from getting the corona, because you still can get it out there. And they're beginning to find out and search exactly what it is, and they're coming up with a common cold. A common cold. Because when you get a cold, if you don't watch out, you can end up getting pneumonia. And that's what happened in the coronavirus. Your lungs fill up with water, liquids that are coming from your lungs, the sacs of your lungs, and you can't breathe. What people are thinking? They are worried about more of this corona and put masks on their face, and they won't come to Jesus Christ. They won't come.
That's right.
And God has given man time enough. If you live 50 years, if you live 60 years, if you live 80 years, if you live 25, if you live 35, God will give you enough time to recognize him. And the world said, I don't want to recognize him. I'm going to do what I got to do, man. I'm going to have my way. I'm going to have my drinking. I'm going to have my gambling. I'm going to have my wife swapping. I'm going to have my mixed marriage. I'm going to get everything I can. Man, I'm going to party and party until, man, I get sick. And people get sick today. Partying, man. They're juicing up themselves. They're juicing up everything.
They sure are.
They realize that it's hopeless. There's no hope. And if you ain't got no hope in Jesus Christ, you ain't got no hope. And the hope is satisfy my flesh, satisfy my life now, and see how much it would take to satisfy me. And Solomon said, wait a minute. All that you have, all that you see, all that I have, it was vanity and vexation of the spirit. I got sick of it. And materialism will make you sick. It will drive you crazy. Position will drive you insane. Money will have you killing your mama, your daddy, your sister.
It will.
When somebody dies, if they grieve, they make sure, hey, amen, you get me a policy, hey, amen, so I won't die so I can get that money. The world's gone mad. And God said, oh,
that's right.
This is what he said. Now, he said, the third verse says, their slain also shall be cast out, and their stink shall come up out of their carcasses. The mountain shall be melted with their blood, and all the hosts of heaven shall be dissolved, and the heavens shall be rolled back as a scroll, and their hosts shall fall down, and the leaf falls off the vine, and a failing fig from the fig tree. For my sword, this is God talking, for my sword be bathed in heaven. Behold, shall come down from India and up on the people of my curse. God said, I don't gave man 6,000 years. That's a long time. That's a lot of grace. That's a lot of
grace. That's right.
That's a lot. It's beyond my mind to comprehend, because let me tell you something. I need God before God needs me. I'll tell you why.
That's right.
Because if I were dying tomorrow, the price of eggs would not go up. Ooh. The sun is not going to stop shining. Ooh. The gas is not going to, ain't going to bother the gas price, because it's going up anyhow. It ain't going to bother
me. That's right.
My debt. cannot affect nothing concerning to the power of God. And here you got a lot of people think they're so important that God needs them. God don't need you.
Sure
you know. Were born through your mother and father. And but you've been born through your mother and father. You came here, some by accident. Some don't, you know, people today have babies, they don't even want them. But I'm saying you're still here.
Sure
and you got a responsibility. You got a responsibility to look towards heaven, look toward the cross, look toward the resurrection, look for the death, and look for everything that God has made a plan that he can give you free. Free salvation.
That's right. Free.
And if you don't take the free salvation that Jesus Christ has laid down for you, you're the biggest double-headed fool. And I'm not talking about you personally. I'm talking about the devil got you believing that.
That's right.
He's got people believing everything but Christ. They don't want to even name Christ in the government no more. They don't put Christ out. And God mm-hmm. says, you put me out? All right, there's a day coming. You're going to have to pay, whether you sinner or saint. You're going to have to pay everything which you have done, whether it be good or evil. You're going to have to stand
That's
before
right.
the judgment seat of Christ. And one thing about it, the saints of God are the only people that's going to stand before the bema seat of the judgment of Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I got my, I'm running for my life. I'm not looking back. I'm determined to make heaven
Amen.
My own because let me, if you miss heaven, woo, if you miss heaven, the mighty know. If you miss heaven, you're just going to say, I wish I never was born.
That's right.
I wish my mother, what Job said, I wish my mother would have shut her legs.
Right.
If I knew that I had to go through this, if I knew that, I would have told him to put me back into my mother's womb and let me stay there. Because going through hell here and then die and go to hell, whoa.
Right. Amen.
That's mind boggling. You can't wrap that around the world. You can't wrap that around the world to know that if you let your soul out of the hands of Jesus Christ, and never accepts him, and say to yourself, I'll go myself. I'll take my own sins. You mm-hmm. will go. I'm saying that in love. I'm saying that as emergency. I'm saying that as
the right.
only thing I know right now. I know what to do. I can't preach nothing but the gospel of Jesus Christ. That's all I can do.
That's right. Amen.
I can Brother Tim can tell you and talk to you. And woe you and woo you and say, no, man, don't go to hell over that woman. Don't go to hell over that little money you got. Don't go to hell over you to have an arts and fault. The Bible says the saints of God, we should love one another because
That's
Christ
right.
works. And the church is not doing it. And the reason the church is not doing it, come on, preachers. That includes Brother Tim. That includes me.
Amen.
That includes every born-again preacher that's going to hold up the bloodstained banner and let the world know. Let T.D. Jakes know. I'm going to say this. I'm going to give it to Brother Ben. Man, I got to
Amen.
Down
You're
this.
Right.
I mean, this makes me sick. This is sick. T.D. Jakes, you got all kind of preachers. Ain't preaching nothing but prosperity. And those meetings, they have motivation meetings and what God can do. But let me tell you something. So many preachers are out here, and it got me, it gets on my nerves. I want to let them know, man, you better go like Pastor Paul. And Pastor Paul was one of the greatest apostles of all time.
Amen. Yes, he was.
And he says in the scripture, I don't know. I don't preach. I don't live. I don't stand up for nobody but save Jesus and him crucified.
That's
said,
right.
All my Judaism is like dung. All my degrees is like dung. But without
That's right.
Christ, I cannot do what I've done but through Jesus Christ. And people, preachers today don't have the mind of Jesus Christ because they're preaching everything else but Jesus Christ.
That's right.
And when the time comes, I don't want to be in nobody's shoes but mine. When I stand
Amen.
Before the great God is in. brother.
Yes,
you
sir.
Too.
Amen, Dr. Good word. Amen. Amen. All glory to the Most High. Amen. You know, at this day and time, amen, it has always been important, amen, to be a saint
amen.
Of God or to hear the word of God. But you think about the times that we're living in, things that so many people are waking up, so many people are saying something is not right. And it's good that some people, amen, when they get into trouble,
amen.
They go to searching. Amen. That's a good thing.
Amen.
Because you're conscious. God has put it into policy. God has put it into every man to know that there is a God. There won't be an
yeah.
excuse. Amen. He put it in. It's
amen.
Inside. Amen. We know that there's a God. The man is going around talking about he's an atheist. He don't believe that there's a God. Man, he ain't fooling nobody but himself. He knows deep down inside that there's a God. He knows deep down
oh, yeah.
inside that there's an author to all things. Just like somebody creates your
yes,
TV
sir.
That you watch, that computer that you type on, your video game, your car, the plane. Somebody put that sun, moon, and stars here.
Yes,
amen.
Sir,
and he wanted us to know. He wanted us to know. Because some people get smart and say, well, how do you know it does God? How do you know that ain't a book that somebody just made up? Because the one and only God wants you to know that he existed. By the Holy Spirit, he has revealed to man that he exists and there is no other God but him. And
all
through
right.
the children
all
of
right.
Israel, through the nation of Israel, he has been made known. Even the Bible talks
yes,
about the ancient wicked people who even acknowledged that God, amen, that God
amen.
Was real, that God existed. Amen. So we can doubt this thing that God is real all you want. Now, they can doubt it. There's not going to be an excuse when they stand before the judge, the great white throne judge. I'm talking
Woo!
About the unbelievers. Because as the brother said, only the believers will be at the Bema seat. Amen.
All right.
And our judgment is to receive the rewards of the things that has been done in this body. Amen, for the things
Woo!
That we've done in this body. And that's why we strive to
yeah.
what? To do the word, love one another, because you shall be rewarded on those things. Amen. It is a blessing to be a child of God. Amen. And like I said before, excuse me, amen, I wish I had became saved when I was a teenager, when I was much, much more young. My dad was talking to me, trying to get me prepared. Amen, but I didn't want to hear it.
Uh-huh.
Amen. Because we think that
uh-huh.
the world, Lucifer, really, The plan of damnation, the plan of Lucifer, we believe that Lucifer has more to offer. Because why? We can see the things of the world, the things tangible. This is why they throw stuff up in your face all the time. Brand new cars, nice home. They spend billions and billions and billions of dollars a year to deceive men, to distract you from God. See, the distraction is not to distract you from going to church. It's not to distract you from it's to distract you from salvation. To even people who
yeah.
are saved are distracted. Because why? You spend more time watching TV than reading the Bible. If you spend more time, amen, doing things that are not uplifting to the Most High God, amen, you are distracted. And Lucifer knows that because he knows that he's taking things from you. Amen. He knows he's taking things. That's why he hates that once you become saved, he can't take your soul. But what he can do, he can trick you and fool you into losing more gifts, more rewards. Amen. When we are distracted by things of this world. So it's important that,
come on,
we, amen, that we give our time to the Most High God, that we are not distracted by Lucifer and things of this world. Amen. And I want to share something with you here in just one moment from Daniel. But before I do, I'm going to go over to St. John and have to share this with you. St. John, the 6th chapter, because we're going to talk a little bit about salvation. Amen. Before I turn it back over to the brother. Salvation is free. How do I become saved? How does one kingdom of God? Amen. I see so many videos and people want to make you work to get into the gates of heaven. To receive salvation is not work. Paul said that we must work out our own salvation, soul salvation, meaning that, yes, we have to be delivered so that we can receive as many rewards as we possibly can. That's why we have to be delivered from the flesh, because we're not delivered from the flesh. If we're sinning, we're not reaping spiritual rewards. Amen. We want to reap as many spiritual rewards, amen, the afterlife as we possibly can. Amen. But watch this. To receive eternal life, St. John, the 6th chapter, amen. I want to show you what verse 35 says, St. John, the 6th chapter. It says, and Jesus said unto them, amen, Yahshuah, I am the bread of life, and he that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Amen. I like that word, never.
Come on.
Amen. This is where we get, you can never lose your salvation. Amen. Now, what he says in verse 36, he said, but I say it unto you, that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise, Lord have mercy, cast out. See, there you go. So if you come to Christ, how is it that you can lose your salvation? If he says that I will in no wise cast you out.
Salvation.
Not yours to give, it's not yours to lose. If you can't get your own, if you can't gain your own salvation, you can't lose your salvation, because it wasn't yours to gain it. You only gain salvation through Christ, only because of the sacrifice that Yahshua made 2,000 years ago. He's getting ready to return to get a church. It is time for us to wake up as many people as we possibly can to go back with him. Amen. We are, you know, as Paul said, Lord, come quickly. We desire to be what? He said to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Present with the Lord.
I love my family. I love my friends. Amen. But, amen, he told us the signs to look for. And we're seeing some things, amen, that are signs to us that we are continually watching, as we should be watching for the return of Christ. Amen. We're not trying to predict when he's going to come, but amen. But we believe that the hour is getting closer and closer. We know that the hour is getting closer. Every day we wake up, we are closer to the return of Christ. Amen. We desire to be with him. Paul even said, talked about how he desired to be with the Lord. Amen. To be transformed out of this vile body into a glorious body, into what? Everlasting rewards. Amen. To everlasting life. The greatest reward that you can receive in this existence is immortality, to live for all eternity. Not gold, not silver, not diamonds, not mansions, but eternal life. Man, you will get to live for all eternity in peace, in love, and harmony. No more hurt, no more pain, no more stress, no more hunger, no more death. Amen. We will be with him for all eternity. Now watch what he says in verse 38. He says, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent. Amen.
Yes, sir.
And this is the Father's will, which has sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should what? Lord have mercy, look at that. Lose nothing. You can't lose your salvation. But should raise it up again at the last day. What did you think he was talking about when he said that he should what? Lose nothing. No, but he won't lose your soul if he has gained your soul. See the battle's over souls. Lucifer's battling for souls. He don't care how he has to get your soul. If he has to trick you into believing you're going to be a millionaire for the rest of your life, he has to get you, entice you with money, with trinkets of this world, beautiful cars, homes, businesses, prestige. If he has to trick you that way, all he really wants is your what? Soul. Lucifer has a contract out for your soul. The fallen angels,
yes, he does.
They don't want to be in hell in the lake of fire for all eternity by themselves. It will pleasure them
yeah.
as many men. As beautiful as people are, I hate to see people lose their souls. I really, really do.
I'm telling you,
so many beautiful people, so many people with talent, man, so much opportunity. But God wants you to come to his side. Amen. I told
That's
you,
right.
It's the plan of salvation or the plan of damnation. Amen. You choose which one you want. Me and the brother, the good doctor, we have chosen the what? Plan of salvation, where we simply
salvation.
Confess with our mouth and believe in our heart. Well, the Bible says that we shall be saved. Amen. The others just simply reject God. Amen. See, we have accepted. But if you reject God, you have what? You have accepted the plan of what? Damnation. So when people accept
Damnation.
The right, that's right. That's right. When
that's
people,
right.
Steal their souls, that's what they're doing. They're accepting that contract from Satan to say, man, you can have my soul. You ought to see some of the silly things people will say. You can have my soul
yeah.
for fame and money. Man, is you crazy? Yeah, you mean you're going to live on this earth for a short period of time and you don't know when you may die. Amen. You may die the next minute and then your soul is gone. So has the contract been fulfilled? Did you get all that you want? Did you make all the money that you want? Did you sleep with all the men and women that you want to sleep with? Did you have enough cars and enough houses and mansions and clothes and jewelry and fame and prestige and notoriety? Did you get enough of it? Hey, man, because I don't think, you know what? I don't think it's even possible for you to get enough. You can live on this earth for three years, and if you live in sin, you still wouldn't get enough. You still would desire to want more.
No.
But the Bible says, what profit a man to gain the whole world, Lord have mercy, and lose his own soul. I'm like you. I'm so glad that I am saved today. So glad that I have salvation. So glad for his grace and his mercy. Amen. You choose, because what did he say? Christ just said it. He said that of all which he has given me, I should lose nothing. Meaning if I gain your soul, he says, I will lose nothing. I won't lose your soul. But he said, but should raise it up again. What is he raising up? He's raising your soul in this vile body to live again. And we will be with him for what? All eternity. Because the soul has to have a body to live in, because that's how the Most High made us. But he breathed into Adam. The Bible said he took him from the dust of the ground and made him a what?
Yeah.
Living soul. So we had made our body and soul as one. And so because of sin, amen, our soul has been separated from our body because of death. See, that's why when the coroners, they come out and say, well, what's the cause of death? Amen. The cause of death was terminal illness. And because of death, amen, right now death has the power. But he don't have the power of the grave anymore. Because who? Because we believe in him. Amen. So we don't receive salvation when we did. We receive salvation while we're alive. He said, because
that's right.
So we receive salvation. Now, death, ooh, in hell. He said, Christ said, where is thy sting? Ooh, I love the way he said that, doctor. He said, where is thy sting? He said, I got the keys to death and hell. I got power over the grave. So guess what? When the sinners die, they don't have to, when the saints die, we don't have to go into the earth anymore, into paradise. Our soul go to rest before the great God. And our bodies
are
bound. Lord, have mercy. When that trumpet blows, when that trumpet sounds, the Bible says, dead in Christ shall rise. Amen. The dead in Christ shall rise. And that body is going to come back to be with that spirit. This is what Christ is talking about. When he said in that last, he said, but it should raise it up at the last.
Uh-huh.
And this is the word of him that sent me, that everyone would see the Son and believe it on him. Lord, how mercy. They're not ready for this, doctor. They have what? Did he say temporary life? Did he say some life? He says a life for a million years. Did he say life for a billion years? Life for two? He said that they may have everlasting life. About
life.
I don't know if you can't understand that one saved is always saved, And he says, and I will raise him up at the last day. If you can't understand one save, always save out of that, then you just ain't going to get it. You just might as well just say that person is lost. Hey, man, you might as well just say that person is lost, doctor. Because that's
Amen.
What one save, always save is, because God has given Christ the power over death
power.
And hell. And it means that we will never see the second death. Yeah, right now, because of Adam's sin, we will see the first death. Most of men will see the first death, but the second death has no power over our soul anymore. And he said that because of Christ's ultimate sacrifice, the blood and the cross, amen, you will never see hell. Don't we serve a good God? Yes, we do. Go ahead, Doc. I'm going to let you go ahead and go for another 10 more minutes. And if you want to shut it down, go ahead. If you want to turn it back over to me to close it out. But I want to open up the doors of the church and let the saints know that, hey, you can get saved tonight. Romans 10:9-10. And it is free. Go ahead, Doctor.
All right. Look here. We're talking about end time. We're talking about the time in which Jesus Christ will reveal himself from heaven. And before he revealed himself from heaven, we first have to hit and go through the tribulation. We understand in the word of God that the church, the body of Christ, the sanctified ones, the redeemed ones, though have been washed in the blood, will never see the tribulation period. If they see it, it'll be in the glories of heaven looking down, because God is not going to permit the church to go through the tribulation. The church has already went through 2,000 years of persecution. And in going through that persecution, Satan thought maybe he could wipe out the whole church, but he can't wipe the whole church out when Jesus already stated and laid the foundation up on this rock. I'm going to build my church. The gates of hell should not prevail against it. We realize denominations will never get you to heaven. Going to church will never get you to heaven. Your pretty face and your broad shoulders and your breast may be sticking out, your hips may be swapping, but that dangle, whoo, you got to have more than that to see Jesus Christ. You got to be born again. I don't care how much money you got. I don't care how many houses you got. I don't care how many planes you got. I don't care how many wives you got. Because the way people live today, they believe in polygamy like it's coming out of the bowels of hell. And people are swapping their wives. People are doing all kinds of it. They're using their teenagers for prostitution. Oh, yeah. You didn't know that. In the government, they're supporting all this year child pornography. Supporting all this year baby sacrifices. Woo! Let me tell you, the devil ain't nothing but a bloodthirsty, low-down, dirty, conniving cherubim that no longer God is going to use him to the end of time to get the job done, because he's going to reveal to people that the devil himself is the greatest enemy of your soul, not Jesus Christ. The devil knows. He knows that Christ is the only way that a man could get to heaven. So what he's doing, he's telling everybody else, not necessarily, but he believes it himself. Even the devil himself believes in eternal security, but he ain't going to reveal to you.
Amen.
He's trying to take you out. And God is not no give and take God. Woo! God
Amen.
Gave me salvation when I was 9 years old. So he gave it to me because I wanted it. I went to church. I seen how people were shouting. I seen how people were praising God. I seen how people were crying. I seen how people were loving one another. And I said, oh, I want some of that. I seen how my dad brought me up and how his consistency and what he taught me. Oh, I want some of that. And guess what? God gave it to me. And guess what? He has never left me. He has never left me alone. I'm a witness. I can prove it. Look at me now. Woo, I know a lot of men my age right now, amen, that I went to high school with, amen, are dead and gone. Didn't live this much.
Mm.
Woo, because number one, Satan knows he lost. L-O-O-O-O-S-T. He is doomed. He is damned forever. And those people out there listening to me and Brother Tim, we're trying to tell you something. We're trying to tell you and convince
Amen.
You that the word, but the tribulation period, I've got about 5 minutes. I'm going to try to get this in. The tribulation period will be hell, as I said a long time ago. I'm saying it again, and I say it in my grave. Hell is going to be let loose during the tribulation period.
That's right.
We don't
That's
have
right.
over 500 men who have tried to claim the deity of Jesus Christ. And that's Antioch Epiphanes, 167 B.C., the Roman Empire. They claimed that they were Jesus Christ. The popes are claiming that they're the Vicar of Christ. 113 popes, amen, have went through the Roman Catholic Church. Very few of them was very righteous because they were doing things behind the church wall that will curl
That's
your
right.
hair and straighten your eyeballs out, because it's the devil working behind the great mystery that he has. He makes things look beautiful, but after it's all over, it's damnation in hell. We got Charlemagne, King of France. We got Aleister Crowley. He's an occultist. He's supposed to be the father of Barbara Bush. I don't know. I haven't did no research on it. But Barbara Bush is supposed to be Aleister Crowley's father. Franklin D. Roosevelt, they thought he was the Antichrist. Benito Mussolini. Some of these men was ruthless. Those of these men didn't even guard life. They didn't have no respect for life. They will kill you in a minute. We got Adolf Hitler, one of the worst dictators of all time, killed 6 million Jews and all those that he didn't have a liking for. If anybody was talking to Adolf Hitler, he'll shoot you, burn you. He did the Jews that way, and figuring that he could make the Jewish people, but he made a big fool out of it. 6 million Jews. You got Joseph Stalin in Russia. These are men that have gone and died, and I ain't seen them get up and nowhere. And we got Generalissimo Franco. We got JF Kennedy. But he was one of the great presidents that did have no affiliation with the Illuminati. We got Alo Khamenei. We got Ronald Reagan. They said he. We got Gorbachev. They said he. We got Sun Moon Chung. We got Arafat. We got the Islam world. We got Farrakhan. He wants to be a Christ. He talks like he's for Christ, but behind all that is a lie. Because most of the time that when you talk about Christ, you always talk about it. You don't talk about Allah, Humba, Jabba, Jabba, Jabba. My God, all that old foreign language. Amen. I don't know. Why don't you just say Jesus? Amen. We got Carl Hunsberg. We got William Clinton. We got Bill Gates. Amen. He's a billionaire. He thinks he's God. He's an anti-spirit. Mm. He's the one that brought the corona. People don't even know it. They look at him, see all that money. He's the one that got the thing together. He's the one knew that if he could get the coronavirus, he can break into the mark of the beast. And that's what people are doing. You don't get the shot. People say, "Well, I ain't getting the shot. I'm walking off my job." And what they're doing, they're trying to bring America down to the rock bottom where we ain't gonna have no food, we ain't gonna have no water, we ain't gonna have no fast kitchen. People are going to be out one and one during the tribulation. It's almost here. You can see it now. Families against families, brothers against sisters.
People shooting.
They're going to lose their mind. They lost their mind because they don't know God. And all they know God is through Christ. We got Joseph Stalin. We got Lenin. We got Udo Hussein, Islam. We got these religions, Daddy Grace. We got Father Divine. We got Assad of Assyria. These men try to take the place of Christ. And by them trying to take the place of Christ, finally the real one is going to appear, because America and the world is in turmoil and they need a leader. They want a leader back. They are tired of what you call. They're tired of Biden. Biden ain't doing sweat because he is ruled by the Illuminati. They telling Biden what
That's
to
right.
do. And folks can see into the deep part of that. He ain't nothing but a puppet. And they're
That's
using
right.
him to set the world up into what? Collapse of the money, gold, silver, brass. It's going to collapse. This money ain't going to be a picnic. And if you're trying to take
it's
a
coming.
Picnic basket, you better get on your sin bending knees and ask the Lord to save my soul. Because very few people can take this anymore. Very few people can take
That's
this
right.
anymore, because they're killing themselves. Young teenagers are slaughtering themselves. All right, we got Barack Obama. They thought Barack Obama was an Antichrist. Barack Obama ain't no near no Antichrist. In fact, they said, Antichrist is the East or the West. The Bible's already said, and I'm going to close and give it over to the brother. He can have an altar call. Amen. But Barack Obama, Christ, one of the Antichrists, but he's not the original Antichrist. The Antichrist
That's right.
will not come from America. It will not come from Eastern Europe. It will come from Western Europe. In the book of Daniel, I see the Antichrist as the 10 horns. And he said, I saw another little horn. And this little horn represents the number one country in that horn. That horn was a little horn when it came up, and that was Spain. So I'm telling you right now, you better read your Bible. You better fall on your knees.
Amen.
The Lord reveal this to me. I'm not talking about, well, I'm telling you, the Lord is telling you, read your Bible. Read that book where it says the 10 toes, the 10 horns, the 10 kings, and the 10 ten toes, 10 horns, 10 kings. I can't think of the other one. But anyway, there's 10 all together. That's 10. 10 times 10 is about 100. So what I'm saying, the Antichrist is here, my friend, is waiting.
That's right.
And this year, I thought it won't be this year. But next year coming up, 2022, woo! Have you ever been in a jet plane? Have you seen a jet plane?
Mm.
Have you ever been in a fast jet plane? See how fast it moves? It's moving swiftly.
That's right.
To the spoken by Daniel the prophet. Daniel the prophet said, that day is going to come like a swift eagle. The world is going to be ripe just to believe that this man is Jesus Christ, because he's going to be a debonair, tall and very smart, a Catholic, belongs to the Illuminati, belongs to the secret society. He is in that. He's in the dark aura. He worships Satan. He looks like an angel, but he's worshiping Satan. There's a lot of priests. Mm-hmm. They look like they decked out, man. They look like, oh, they look good. But underneath, dead men bones, crooked, low down, rotten, greedy dogs, selfish, backbiters, haters of those that are good, and hate the cross. They hate the cross, because if you love the cross, you want to talk about it. And I'm telling you right now, if you haven't been changed and been born again, you don't know nothing about the cross. Nothing. You can talk all you want. You can talk to your tongue.
That's right.
Your mouth. You can say, praise the Lord, thank you, Jesus, and shout and run all over the place. But if you haven't had a hard experience with Jesus Christ and you die, hell will be waiting. I don't want you to go to hell. Brother Tim, take it away.
Amen, doctor. Amen. Good word. I thank you, brother. We'll be back on tomorrow afternoon. Amen, which will be 4 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. East Coast time tomorrow. Amen, we'll be back on the air. Amen, the doors of the church is open. And remember, if you want to be removed before the Great Tribulation kicks off, Romans, the 10th chapter, verses 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth and believe in thy heart, amen, that God hath raised Christ from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Just that plain and simple. That's it. That's one of the greatest secrets that the devil, Lucifer, has been keeping from churchgoers all these years, is that plan of salvation.
Yeah.
That's it. That plain,
that's
that
it.
Easy, that simple. That's it. You do that, you're in there. You will be saved. When the horns blow, when the sky roll back like a scroll, Christ descends from heaven. He's not going to come to earth. He's going to be in the air. And as Paul said, when he comes, he's coming back to get the church. And he's going to bring those that our loved ones that have already passed away. He's going to bring them with him. Amen. We will all be together in the air for all eternity. We are going back, amen, to receive our rewards. Amen. Amen.
Yes.
The judgment seat, the bema seat. Amen. Somebody made it seem like it's not going to be a happy day. I don't know why they would say that. It's going to be a joyous time for the saints.
Our judgment
is not going to be unbecoming. Yes, sir. We're not going to be sad at the judgment. That makes no sense. Amen. You think God going to save your soul to bring you to heaven and reward you but run you in? No, that's not true. Amen.
No.
We have to answer for the things done in this body. Amen. It's not going to be what you think. It's not going to be to condemn you. It may be, hey, you did this, you didn't do that, amen, so I can't reward you for that. But he's not going to condemn you. He's a God of love.
Amen,
and
brother. Amen.
Amen, doctor. We are not going to go through the tribulation, and it's not going to be like a courtroom. Now, for those that have chosen Satan and have rejected the laws, yes, for them it's going to be a courtroom. when they go before the great white throne judgment, Lord have mercy. They're going to have to give an account of everything. And that's why that's going to happen at the end, because why? There will be time no more, so it won't even matter. Christ ain't got to come back in 7 years.